Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are still in this chapter that when a person has committed a sin, what should he do to relieve himself from that, and what du'as should he make, etc. And the encouragement for that. And we are all weak, we all have committed sins in our lives, and Allah has shown us a way that we can still come pure and clean to Him. So with regard to that, and also as somebody has said very beautifully, that every saint has got a history, every sinner has got a future. That means that you became righteous and pious. However, there are those people who were born and for their whole lives they were just living a pious life. There were such people also. But generally, a person has committed sins in his past, has done wrong. And now he should not lose hope, he should make tawbah. And in the same way, a person who is a sinner, he should not lose hope either. He should make tawbah and correct his life. Allah has opened the door, left the doors open. Until a person's maut comes, a person can make his tawbah and correct his life. Further, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And all of you together, all believers, make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. And this should be a continuous thing, because man errs and makes mistakes also continuously. Our thinking, we think bad about somebody, we backbite about somebody, we look, our eyes are full of fault also. So we should continuously make tawbah, and Allah is addressing the believers here. That is, the believers, if you have made wrong, committed wrong, done wrong and committed sin, Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. If you will make this tawbah, then you will be guaranteed to be successful. So Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, so kind, that He has given us His commandments. And as we read in the last chapter, that how serious it is to break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. But yet if a person breaks the law, Allah Ta'ala has still shown him a way that he can come out scot-free, he can make sincere tawbah. However, if there are rights of people involved, like we are owing somebody money, etc., we swore at somebody, we had a fight, then that we have to sort out with that person. But with Allah Ta'ala, the rights of Allah, Allah is prepared to forgive. There also, if we have got qadha namazas, that we still have to read. We have got qadha rozas, we still have to keep them. But all the other sins which we have committed, and for which there is no recompense, then there is tawbah, the door of tawbah that is left open. So a person shouldn't delay also in making up his qadha, namazas, etc. And also very important in that is perhaps sometimes we overlook it, and that is our sajda at tilawat. That is also wajib to make. And if a person has got sajda at tilawat's balance on him, he did not make them, then the fitya is the same like missing one namaz or missing one roza. How much we have to pay for missing a roza or missing a namaz? That is the same fitya for missing a sajda at tilawat. So we should try and think, especially those who have become hafid and they have read many times the sajda ayats. And perhaps they were young at that time, though baligh, but they were not aware and conscious, then all those sajdas are balanced upon them, and they should try and make those sajdas up as well. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من حلف فقال في حلفه. A person who took an oath, a qasam, and in his qasam he took this very terrible and wrong qasam. What did he say? Billati wal uzza, that he took qasam by the idols. Lat and Uzza were the famous idols of the Arabs. And if a person took qasam of these idols, what a terrible sin it is. But what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed a way out for even such a person. فَلْيَقُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Then that person should say, La ilaha illallah. The ulama explained, this is if he said it by mistake, unintentionally. Now he covers it up with La ilaha illallah. Ulama have also written that any guna we commit, we thought wrong about somebody, we look down upon somebody, our eyes falter, then just read La ilaha illallah. It comes in the hadith that La ilaha illallah is kafara for all our sins. And how fortunate is that person, may Allah make us all of them, that just before we die, we read La ilaha illallah, by which all the sins are forgiven. And if a person said this, he took qasam on the idol's name, which is such a terrible qasam, and if he did it intentionally and knowingly, then he should read La ilaha illallah to come back into the fold of Islam. Because he lost his iman if he took the qasam of the idols. Yeah, also we see even if a person loses his capital, his iman, he can get it back just by reading La ilaha illallah sincerely. So how kind and merciful is not Allah that he has kept the doors of his mercy and his forgiveness very wide open. So we should take full advantage of it and make tawbah and istighfar regularly. وَمَنْ قَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ, and a person who tells to his friend, also a terrible, a big guna, he tells his friend, تَعَالْ أُقَامِرُكَ فَلْيَتَصَدَّقْ, come let us gamble. If a person tells his friend, let us gamble, or let us go to a casino, let us go and gamble, there is also a terrible, a very big guna, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person should give some sadaqah, should give something in charity, and by doing that, Allah Ta'ala will forgive that. And if he committed the sin, not only just to say to somebody, let's go and gamble, that's a big, very big guna, but if he actually goes and gambles, then he should make sincere tawbah also. Minor sins are forgiven very easily. On small, small actions, Allah Ta'ala forgives minor sins. Two Muslim brothers meet for the pleasure of Allah, Allah forgives all their sins. How many other actions, small, small actions and sins are forgiven. But for major sins, a person must make sincere tawbah. And also once he has made tawbah, he mustn't go on thinking of his sin. Ulama have written, that will be also very destructive for him. He will stay in a very low condition. He will become depressed. He will be despondent. Once we have made sincere tawbah, now as far as it's humanly possible, forget about that sin. Only if pride again comes in a person, now he's become righteously pious and he thinks I'm now very good, then he should think a little of his past so that it can cut him down to size again. And he can realize, I mustn't think I'm so very pious and I'm looking down at other sinners. I was also like this. My condition was also like that. Or like that, in the Quran Sharif, Allah reminds the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum also, that don't forget your past condition. Now you have become great, great Sahaba. But remember what you were also at one time. So if at such a time when pride comes in a person, then he should think a little bit of his past and what I was. But otherwise, we should not go on thinking of our sins. We are created to remember Allah, not to remember our sins. We must engage more in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Also, how beautifully Rabia Basariya radiallahu ta'ala anha said, when somebody told her to curse shaitan, to make la'nat on shaitan, she says, I haven't got enough time to praise Allah, where have I got time to curse shaitan? Today many things we get involved in which are not necessary for us. We must be more engaged in the zikr of Allah, doing the work of deen, inviting people to Allah, rather than cursing people and speaking ill about people. What people have done, they have done. But we must engage our tongues. Don't blacken our tongues with that evil. We must be engaged in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.